So my special guest is in the building. Kissy Sella, welcome to Rinse FM.
Oi, oi, how you doing, big man?
All good, all good. Thank you for coming up.
That's right, it's a pleasure to be here. It's nice to be in the new studio as well. It's got that new wood smell.
It really has, nice and plush. So you did mention that you nearly went to the old studio, which gives me a little hint saying that you've been to Rinse before.
Yeah, I've been on Marcus Nasty's show last year. Which is pretty cool. Got really hot in there. It's good bass house and stuff, but obviously I've saved the best for second, haven't I?
Of course.
I bet, you know what, it's probably DJs listening to that going, oh man, I wouldn't say that about Marcus Nasty. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. You'll be on the phone in a minute, kicking down the door. All right, so Kissy Sella. Now, how would you explain your current sound as a DJ right now? What would you like? What would you say? Or is it all different types of bookings? Or are you kind of, no, this is the road I'm going down. This is what I want to present myself as? Like,
Well, I think I'm a great believer in being a performer as a DJ. I think you need to do a performance. So I think it's basically Speed Garage Bass House.
Speed Garage Bass House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've always, like, do you know what I mean? I grew up listening to all that kind of stuff. I've always thought of myself as a Speed Garage DJ, really, but it's just because of the speed of it and, yeah, it just keeps things pacey and stuff, really. But, like, you know, I'm playing a lot of bassline stuff these days, and my new album as KSO on my label Stepperman is it's basically a kind of a bassline album, kind of bass house, bassline. But, yeah, I'm seeing the game, still enjoying it.
So it's, before we talk about the album, how long have you been in the game?
12 years, I think.
12 years,
yes.
Eh? And how did it come around? What's your musical background?
Musical background?
Yeah, is it like, do you come from a musical family? Did you fall into it? What gave you the drive to think, right, this is what I want to do?
Well, I don't know, it's a funny one, really. The most I ever studied music was I did GCSE music and got chucked out. that's a true story. So I used to have three periods at school, which is quite cool. But I heard a DJ Hype album when I was about 13 years old. Mm. And I just thought it was the sickest thing I'd ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah.
And then when I realised that he was doing it on those old turntable things that my mum had, I just couldn't understand how it's done. I thought the method of it, I thought was just just really interesting and stuff. So I just, you know, I immediately started washing cars to try and save up to buy some decks and stuff.
Sick.
And
then, did he start on vinyl decks?
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, I did. Wicked. Yeah. Wicked. I mean, it's funny when I had switched over to CDJs and stuff. It was mainly because, during the first, because I was only 21 and I was still at university, and then my career just completely blew up, and I remember I had to wait for my own tunes to come out on vinyl before I could play them. But then the problem was they started, like, all the records would jump when the crowd were there and stuff, so it was kind of, I switched over, but it was for sure. I mean, it's wonderful. I'm really pleased that I came through just as vinyl was kind of on its last its breath, really.
So and the same for myself, and I would massively like say that, yeah, like to be a real DJ you need to know how to mix vinyl.
Of course.
Alright, so in those, when you first started them, was that Speed Garage area? Was that the kind of start of it?
Well, I think the thing was that, like, I can't emphasise this enough, I didn't have any friends that were interested in music whatsoever when I was younger. I weren't part of any scene or anything, and I think that's why I've always been a bit kind of alternative, I reckon, to other DJs, because I've always, I never had that kind of grooming or, like, you know, peer kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
And also, you know, because I used to spend, like, literally my pocket money, so, you know, I used to get my lunch money for school, and I would buy £1, the £1 bin. I'd get loads of, you know, old Speed Garage, UK Garage vinyls and stuff. And
So really did want them, they're the only ones you could afford.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And as the years have progressed and stuff, I definitely never bought a trance record. Just in case you're wondering. I don't know if you're thinking that.
Just in case. All right. What would you... It's interesting, yeah, because you say that, yeah, you kind of... you didn't have any peers or didn't have anyone around you like that. Mm. So it does feel that Kissy Sella is kind of like you're on your own... your own pedestal, your own kind of... I don't know. It feels that... How you are and how you've been is kind of you've took your own journey.
Yeah.
And do you think that that's like musically, is it something you deliberately tried to do? Like, is it, I don't know.
I think a big thing I've done throughout my career though is also help a lot of other young people coming through. But I think the way in which they relate is because because I had no one there to give me a big break or anything originally. I mean, I just played it over the internet. That's how I, you know, it was MySpace originally. It was how I broke through. But, you know, it's just based purely on music and stuff. And I think that's a good philosophy, I think, to have when you're, you know, going through the music industry, where it's not really, for me, it's a lot less about people you meet and who you know and all that kind of stuff. It's more about how good the music is and stuff. And, you know, so I've got two labels, Sand City High and Stepperman.
Yeah.
And, I've had all kinds of people come through the doors over the years. I mean, I put out sort of Eats Everything's first record. Big signing was Zed's Dead. I started a big band in Australia called Art vs. Science. I was one of the first people to put a record out by Dylan Francis. We had, I should have a list here, really, but it's amazing. I'm very proud of the list of people that have come through, because they've all moved on up to better things and stuff. And, and it's nice. So when you say, you know, out on my own, I think that there is a kind of crazy world of Kissy Sellout and stuff that I live in, but it is totally fueled by passion. And I do try and, I don't know, it's just, I kind of, do you know what I mean? I love it. Like, do you know what I mean? As I've gone through life, like, I realise that you're very lucky if you ever discover that you've even got a talent, you know, and it could be anything.
And to be able to
and I'm rubbish at loads of other things. Yeah. I mean, I was just saying to your producers off air, but I'm about 5 out of 7 at putting up shelves. Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm less.
As in, do you know what I mean? Those 5 shelves are still there, but 2 of them fall down. But like, but you know, DJing and music, I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. And even when my career first broke and stuff, meeting people and stuff and meeting my heroes and stuff is a really wonderful feeling. And when I see like grumpy DJs sometimes, I don't understand what the problem is. I don't understand. Do you know what I mean? Or what would you... Like, I love what I do. Do you know what I mean? And I spend most of my time telling jokes and stuff these days, because I've learned to laugh at myself a bit more. But I've never, you know, but I've almost never taken music more seriously, really. So it's... I've still got the passion in the fire. So.
Good. Sick. You mentioned MySpace and getting a break there. So in that era. So how would you feel? What was the turning point? How did you get that break?
Well, I don't know. I had a very unique sound. I used to kind of make my own synth presets and stuff using Fruity Loops, but also a lot of guitar effects pedals. Mm. So I had a very kind of unique sound, and as you can tell from how fast I'm talking already, you know, I'm very hyperactive. But you know, like, it's funny though, isn't it? Like, because that's the spirit that keeps me, really. I used to be very shy when I was my career first started, but I've kind of, as I said, I've learned to kind of laugh at myself. And
but your performance doesn't seem shy.
Well, yeah, but you know, but I love doing it. I love doing it. And the reason that I originally started is because I'm quite, my global reputation these days is being a very kind of skilled DJ, I guess. But the reason I first started doing that was simply because I used to be so shy when I first got big shows and stuff. Like, yeah. And you got to bear in mind, by the way, so like my first time in Fabric, for instance, was headlining Room 1.
Okay.
So, I mean, do you know what I mean? My first time in XOI was doing my own night. So when I turned up, you know, everyone's looking at you and stuff, and I just thought, well, you know what, I can mix records, so I might as well just get on with that and then just keep myself busy. And then over the years, I start to learn to look up a bit more.
sick. That is sick. All right, which leads me on to the next question. Whenever I have a guest in the studio, I always ask them the same thing.
Yeah.
What is there one show or one in particular time what's an absolute pinnacle? Like one time where you say, that blew my mind. Obviously, we love DJing. It's such a passion. But have you got one in particular moment where you're like, that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's funny. I think because obviously I was originally an electro DJ. Mm. I mean, I used to call myself a speed garage electro DJ is what I used to call myself. But when the electro thing, I mean, it's not really, it's a bit old hat these days, but the... But when that first exploded, I mean, it was bonkers, because I think the thing that was so amazing was that you had a lot of indie nights and stuff. Mm. And I remember the moment when people first started like moshing and stuff in the crowds to Justice tunes and stuff. I remember when that happened, and I guess it was continuation of what, you know, Prodigy and that did back in the day.
That's true, yeah.
But it was an incredibly exciting time back then. And then, like, you know, I remember when I was just turned 22 and I did my first ever gig in Australia, and it was 20,000 people in on New Year's Day in Sydney and Field Day, the main stage.
Okay,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just bonkers, you know. You're bumping into Felix Housecat backstage and the buzz was
was it just the whole thing of the day, or when he was actually playing that you felt, yeah, this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I'm famously, I get very kind of anxious and stuff before sets and stuff. But I think, the thing about that is, whenever people get surprised that I get quite anxious before DJ sets, I always think, yeah, but like, who's not getting anxious? I don't understand. Who's going out to perform to thousands of people and doesn't keep the monkeys. I don't understand.
I get anxious on the way there. On the way there, I get like, I need to be there now.
Yeah. And I often do this thing when I pace around, which is funny because I remember when I used to, you know, like when I was first over in Ibiza and stuff, I did a lot of stuff in Amnesia and for Cream and stuff. And I remember I had this thing, and my manager at the time would get quite annoyed with me pacing around because she said it made people feel uncomfortable. So then what I do is I go out on the decks a bit earlier and then I pace around on the stage, which is funny, but that was the first time when, because there's a lot of showmanship in my DJ shows these days, and that's where it came from. It just came from natural kind of idiosyncratic tics that I used to have just from being nervous. So,
all right. Interesting. And then last question before we get you in the mix, yeah? Production. Now, you mentioned you've got an album coming.
Yes, I have. I'm very excited about this.
Is it an album through all people that you've signed to your label? Is it your own production? Explain what the album is.
Well, so it's officially my sixth album. But it's I've started kind of a new chapter in my life. I think I started a new record label, as I mentioned earlier, called Stepperman, at the start of last year, which has been building really nicely. Also, it's a cool name, you've got to admit, Stepperman. I couldn't believe it when no one had taken that name, actually. I thought, what a cool name. Yeah, I've decided to have a bit of a kind of new chapter. I think that I did get a slight stage where in my kind of DJ sets in particular and production, I've always kind of kept up with what's new because that's what excites me. Do you know what I mean? And then as the career's gone on, the heritage elements of things I learned when I was younger, you know, I inject all that into it, and that's what I find exciting. So I've started making music under the name KSO now. So I've got a new album coming out. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to call it yet. I think it might be called Ice. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's got Wide Boys, DJ Q. It's got Darksea, Majestic, Tengu, Pav. A mixture of like big names and also some of the bass people coming through from South Point and labels like that.
Sick. So it's all tracks that you've signed and then put together and mixed. Is that right? Is that how you explain it?
No, not at all. No, these original chats, I produced them all.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm quite a dab hand at this stuff now.
It's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, because I also, you know, I re-edit every single tune I play just because...
In normal sets?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it takes ages, by the way. because I think that there's this thing when, like, I don't play quite as fast as I used to. I play about 135 BPM back in my electro days. But the point was, you can't, you know, you can't play a 126 BPM tune. You can't play it at 135 BPM. So you've got to put extra pops on the kicks. You've got to put a new hi-hat on it and stuff like that. There's a flow as well. And you'll see it, you'll probably hear it in my DJ set now. There's a real pace because there's nothing worse than DJs just throwing everything at the wall all at once, and it's too much, isn't it? It's intense.
Of course.
So I always try and go for that kind of balance where there's a you know, the finessing and stuff is impressive, but it's not too overcoming. But as I said, you know, I'm still just trying to keep myself busy on the decks and stuff. But I've got a nice angle on the album as well. It's kind of when I was younger, like my favorite records like ever were by Aphrodite and Mickey Finn.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I used to absolutely love those kind of funky jungle kind of things with all the hip hop samples. So I've kind of, my new album is kind of like a cross between that style, except with bass house and bass line, which is quite a new thing.
Are you going to fling a couple of them in the mix?
Yeah. I mean, there's still space because the album's not. We've got probably about 2 weeks to finish the album, so there's still space if you want to come and get on it. I'm kicking off an exclusive. I'm only going to play the first half of it though, just for the drop. I'll do a double drop on it. But I'm going to play exclusive, which is a track by me, Wide Boys and Tengu, which only finished yesterday. Well, I sort of finished it. We're waiting for Dread MC to do something over the top of it as well. And then I'm playing another exclusive off the album called No Doubt. And then I've got a new single coming out in February called Like That as well. But it's by KSO, not Kissy Sellout now. So it's
all right.
I'd rather the music was taken on its own terms, really. I think you do.
Are you going to DJ out as KSO or always as Kissy Sellout still?
Well, I've had a few offers for about stuff like that. I guess it's like, I think one of the things is that whilst I'm making music under a different name, I'm not for 1 second dumping the Kissy Sellout name at all. I'm really proud of what I've done. And also I think that like I kind of am Kissy Sellout. I think when you hear like other producers, they make music under a different name or something. I've never really done that because I kind of feel like everything that I'm good at managed to whip up into this, you know, this kind of job traveling around the world is it just comes for me. It's just my natural thing. So,
all right.
But as I said, I like the music to be taken on its own terms and stuff though. So, I mean, you know, I've got a few gigs as Kissy Sellout Presents KSO, that sort of stuff. But
All right.
But yeah, it's cool.
Mate, I want to get you in a mix.
I've got to walk about 2 meters to get to the decks for you.
And literally requested, I said, Sam, can you make sure there's an extra deck?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, well, yeah, there's got to be at least three. Yeah, yeah. So it's, as I said, I mean, you got to do a show, haven't you? You got to do a show. It's
sick. Mate, yeah. Let's get you one.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Wicked. If you just tuned in right now, it's Rinse FM Friday afternoon. My special guest in the building is Kissy Sellout. 30-minute mix, showing you what he does. Three decks back to back to back. Let's do this. Rinse. Darling, I'll dance. Listen. Listen. Oi, Kissy, sell out, sell out, Kissy, sell out. Oi, Kissy, sell out, sell out, Kissy, sell out. Oi, Kissy, sell out, sell out, Kissy, sell out. Oi, Kissy, sell out, sell out. Let's get it started.
Bubbling. just grabbed it. All of them I said, don't say you like it. Shake a little bit, but I'm moving. And listen the way that Kissy drop it. Went to the beat, them I quick just grabbed it. All of them I said, don't say you like it. Shake a little bit, but I'm moving.
Them white, they do them rotten. Whatever I drop out, I don't know. When I by me, don't know. Body, that's me, to the top, so body, that's me, R-I-M-E. It's not, but it's not, but it's not, but it's not, D-R-I-M-E. It's not, to get up to the top, so not, D-R-I-M-E. It's not, to get up to the top, so but it's not, but it's not, but it's not, but it's not.
Sometimes it's me, the going is just too rough. And things go wrong no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you got the love I need to see me through. See me through, see me through, see me through.
Because I need you so, oh baby, and I will never. MC DT and Kissy, we go to make you rock. MC DT and Kissy, MC DT and Kissy, sing we come to sing, and dance till we drop. Kissy, 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 dance till we drop.
We're loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it.
My special guest in the building, Kissy Sellout, guest mix right now, Rinse FM.
Wow. Yo.
If you just tuned in right now and you're thinking this is crazy mad, Kissy Sellout is my special guest live in the mix right now, Rinse FM.
Like that.
That.
This is so loud.
hot. Drop it down. Hot. Drop it. Make a drive like Sega. Boss of the raver, the saver. Now tell me what's your flavor. Doing it better, better, whatever the weather, weather. Vision like Coleco. Eyes are on the dough. When you hear me flow, I am sure to blow. People, if you're loving, please let me know. It's all about dancing. Something you better be doing. No time for standing staring. Get going, all get going. Riding beats like bikes on the street. Gonna make you move your dancing feet. Many gal them wanna take us home. We are back to the road. MCRB. Bad to the bone. MCRB.
Yeah, man, so sick.
Oh, it's a real pleasure coming on your show, Sam. I hope this is predicting some of that.
Mate, I actually think it's one of the most craziest like guest mixes, like just for like just like I need them bombs that like. Mate, wicked, absolutely sick. The hype. You must have played something like 150 tunes.
44, I think.
Wow, mad.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a pleasure to come on the show, Sam. I'm a big admirer of your music. Did you notice I played two of your tunes?
I know, I see that.
And he didn't even ask me to. I'll six that.
It's funny, actually, because when the T2 remix cars at, yeah, where'd I know that from?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, sick, thank you. All right, mate, so, like, is that the kind of sets that you do in a club then, or is that a, I don't know, like, is that...
Yeah, I mean, I always think, like, you've got to, you know, do your thing, man. Like, do you know what I mean? I think, and I get away with it a lot. I mean, I practice a lot, I think. Sometimes, like resident DJs or something in clubs, sometimes they say to me, oh, well, Kissy, actually, I'm into the same sort of music you play, but I can't get away with playing it. And I say, bruv, I can't get away with playing it. But that's why I practice so much. Do you know what I mean? That's why I read it, all the tracks. Like, so if I have a bass line drop, it's never longer than 16 bars.
Just
like,
to keep him entertained.
Yeah, you got to keep the pace going. I mean, I think when I DJ live, it's just like a bit more breathers. There's a few more breathers in there. Because you can't actually just relentlessly go at people. It's kind of...
It's a real pleasure to... You drop dead after a set.
I've learned to eat a bit better these days. But I had a few situations where I used to kind of faint after gigs and stuff. But it's...
Mate, I'm not surprised, blinking it. I was going to faint. I was just Snapchatting you.
But, you know, like being here, this is exactly what I love about my life, really. As I said, I'm only really good at one thing, really. I'm 15 minutes late for most things. And do you know what I mean? Although I'm pretty funny these days, so.
mate, the banter's on point. All right, so if anyone wants to follow you, like, what's the best way? What's the social medias? What do you say to?
Well, you type in at real Peter Andre lookalike. No. Oh, guys, that's my private profile.
That's the Tinder one.
It's just Kissy Sellout. I mean, it's just at Kissy Sellout on everything, really. I'm not much of a Snapchatter, but I've got, you know, SoundCloud. I put stuff all the time, and I've got a podcast as well. If you just Google that, interestingly, if you go to Facebook and you type in facebook.com/KissySellout, it's not actually me. It's just some girl. Really? And I've, it's funny, I've never really thought of changing it, like, because I know you can ask Facebook to get these things back and stuff, because she's obviously a fan.
Yeah.
And I didn't, or that, or we just both came up with the it'd same be, it'd be silly name.
Scarily, if she had way more followers.
Nicked them all. But yeah, kiss that page. Yeah, it makes a real pleasure being on this show.
And I also noticed that you've been doing some, like, kind of, because it is what really technical what you do, so I've been noticing these YouTube videos have been popping up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I used to... I haven't done anything this year actually with them, but I've been sponsored by Pioneer for many years. I put, like, I don't know, best part, I don't know, 8 years or something.
Sick.
And I helped design the decks as well. I went to Tokyo.
No wonder you know what they're buttons.
But I went to Tokyo to the Pioneer HQ to work on the Nexus 2 decks, and I worked on Nexus ones as well.
That's been real fun.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to do more DJ videos. In fact, if you like the sound of music there, Young Ravers, then head over to our Facebooks. I've got loads of new videos, and you said we could do a video like next week or something.
We should do one, definitely. Yes, we can do it on both of our Facebooks at the same time.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. At the same time,
at
that'd
the
be
same
awesome.
Time. On a Facebook, mate. Four decks, and we're both mixed at the same time. See how that ends
exactly.
Up. You could take me to the cleaners, but after watching that, I was like, whoa, and I thought I was good. All right, mate. For they want to go and watch you play live.
I'm doing various gigs around about. I think I'm doing Cardiff next month, and I'm doing some of them haven't been announced yet, so I'm not sure. I got in trouble the other day because the thing is, I was studying when I was at university. I studied graphic design, so I know how to use Photoshop. I got told off the other day for making a flyer for something that hadn't been announced yet, and I was like, oh, I see. Okay, but I was just keen. I just wanted to get the word out there, man. Do you know what I mean? Touring about, and I might be touring Australia again this year. That'll be my 10th tour of Australia.
So, well, you got a good following out there. I love Australia.
Yeah.
I was there, what, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, mate, you're not going to make more of a bogan Aussie than me, hey? When I'm not spinning yarns, I'm punching darts, mate.
Oh, you've been there way too long. Oh, wicked, mate. Wicked, wicked. Thank you for coming in.
Big up the Seb Supplier. It was a real pleasure being on the show,
and
mate.
The album, when's it landing?
I've got a single coming out. Second week of February. It's called Like That. I played that just now. I tried to do a double drop thing with it as well. And as I said, we've got a DJ Q, Tengu, Majestic, Darksea, Y Boys. I feel terrible because I've forgotten some of the names. But that's a nice feeling. It's a nice feeling when you're working on an album. Pav is on it as well. It's nice when you're making an album and you kind of, I don't know, it's just real fun. I mean, this is what I do it for, you know what I mean? If people would, like, if you didn't get to meet people and people didn't come to your shows, what would be the point in doing the job? Do you know what I mean?
Mate.
So I'd say that's what I love about it most.
Totally, totally. Kissy Sellout's been my special guest for today's show. Thank you for coming to Rinse FM.
Anytime, man.
Wicked. I nearly let you out the door then. So I messaged Kissy just before the show and I said, mate, so each week I do a golden oldie track.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought it'd be so much fun to get your take on a golden oldie. Now, I don't know what you're going to play, like, which I like it that way.
Though. It was an easy choice. It's not something I don't think you would have, it's not going to immediately occur to you to play this one, but you'll see why. You'll see why I like it so much.
And the good thing is, when I say to someone to choose a golden oldie, and I don't really say, like, kind of what vibe or what it is, because I want your take on what you feel a golden oldie is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So do I have to run over to the...
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone, to them listeners. And big up Sam Supplier. Big up the Sam Supplier.
This week's Golden Oldie at 3. Thank you, mate. This week's Golden Oldie at 3. Courtesy of Kissy Sellout. To know where you're going, you got to know where you came from.
I hear me on a little puna on him out, brown ground, I run up the road, the top bone up, bad boy, 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 bad boy.
Suits, Golden Oldie, Courtesy, Kissy, Sellout.
Tell me. Ooh, tell me.
Matt Rushmore, You Better.
Tell me.